Okay, so we began the mission on Daf Nun Hey Omud Beis. B'shloisha prokim b'shono. There were three times of the year the Hoyu Kol Mishmores Shavis. All the groups of the Kohanim were all considered equally. What does that mean? As opposed to normally what happens? Whichever Mishmar happens to be officiating at the time, they take all before them. So we must remember that when it comes to Yom Tov, on the one hand, there is an officiating Mishmar, because it is their week. But at the same time, we have to remember that all the Mishmaris, all the groups of Kohanim, were present in the Beis HaMikdash, because they were all Oile Regel. And what we're being taught over here is that if you want to know who was Makriv the Korbanos, who performed the Avodah on Yom Tov, the answer is it depends. And what's the rule of thumb? If they were Yom Tov related, Avodah and Korbanos, then it was split
by 24.
By all 24. And that's what the Mishnah means, Mishmaris Shavos. If, however, they were not Yom Tov related, what does that mean, not Yom Tov related? These were Korbanos that would have been brought, even had it not been brought Yom Tov, even had it not been Yom Tov, then that would obviously be the Avodah of the Mishma who was officiating that week. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. B'shloisha prokim b'shono, three times a year, i.e. on Yom Tov, hayu kol mishmores shavis. Number one, be'emurei haragolim. Now the word emurei, as we mentioned last time, is a little bit tricky, because emurei is really the part of the korban which you don't eat at all. So how can you say that the kohenim split it fairly? They don't split it at all. So Rashi told us over here, let's have a look at Rashi again. Begimel prokim b'shloisha regolim, be'emurei regolim, be'oirois shel oila, is the skin of the korban oila, which is of course the only part of the korban that goes to the kohenim, because the rest all goes on the mizbeach. U'b'chozav v'shoik, and the thigh and the stomach, shel shalmei chagiga, the shlomim of the korban chagiga, ha'bo'ois machmas ha'regel, those are the key words. Because they all come because of Yom Tov, that's why they're split amongst the Mishmaris. Uba Gemara Mefarish. The Gemara will explain, my Loshon Emurim, quote unquote, Diktoni. What is this word Emurim doing in the Mishnah? Emurim normally refers to that part which goes on the Mizbeach and is sacrificed, not that which the Kohenim take. Okay, back into the Mishnah. Uba Chiluk Lechem Haponim. And also with the chiluk, lechem haponim. They would divide the lechem haponim, which is not a korban as such. That's why it's mentioned separately, says Rashi. Im ira Shabbos beregel, if Shabbos would fall out on Yom Tov, Shabbos, mesalkin oisoi, that's when you would remove the old lechem haponim. Umesadrin lechem acher tachtov, and you would organize other bread, new bread, in its place. Kedeksev, as it says, b'yoyim ha-Shabbos ya'archenu. On the day of Shabbos ya'archenu, that's when you would put this bread in. So that also was split between all the Mishmaris who were there present at the Beis HaMikdash. Now, says the Mishnah, ba'atzeres, on atzeres, oimer loy heilach matzah, heilach chometz. What does heilach mean? Here is. Here is the matzah, here is the chometz. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Ubatzeres kashira b'shabbos v'yesh boi chiluk chometz d'shtei halechem. On the one hand, you have a chiluk, you have a differentiation between the shtei halechem. What is the shtei halechem? That was the atzeres, the shvuas korban, as it were, but it's mainly consisted of two breads. Many meforshim point out this represents teira shebichsav and Teira Shabal Peh, which was, of course, given on Shavuos. But also, sorry, here, Chiluk, excuse me, doesn't mean differentiation. Chiluk means the dividing of. Chiluk, they were Mechalek, they divided out. What did they divide out? The Shtei Alechem, and also the Chiluk Lechem Haponim. They would also divide out, also distribute the Lechem Haponim, Shehu Matzah. Kedo Amrinam B'chol HaManochis Bo'is Matzah. There's a parak called Kol HaManocha is Bois Matzah. So here you have a lot of bread which was being distributed. Some of the bread was chometz, and some of it was matzah. Which one was which? The lechem aponim was matzah. The shtei halechem was chometz. Now, just because one was chometz and one was matzah, it doesn't mean that the difference between them was discernible. When we say lechem, we don't necessarily mean lechem as in nice, crispy, brown crust. What do we mean when we say lechem? We mean chametz. So the difference between chametz and matzah needn't be the way it looked, which means that if a kohen got two pieces of what looked like matzah, it may well be that what in fact is he getting? A mix. One is chametz and one is matzah. So the Mishnah is teaching us that you had to clearly point out to the kohen, heilach chametz, heilach matzah. You had to say, this one is chametz and this one is matzah. Why did you have to tell him that? Says Rashi. You would say to every individual, when you would give him his chelek, what would you say to him? Heilach matzah, quote unquote. Here's your matzah. What would you say then? Quote unquote. Heilach chametz. Why is that necessary? Lefi she'ein cholkin korban keneged korban. What does that mean? Ein cholkin korban keneged korban. That means if a kohen is supposed to get one chametz and one matzah, and his fellow kohen is also supposed to get one chametz and one matzah, then that's the way it's got to be distributed. You cannot now barter korban for a korban, which means we can't say, listen, between the two of us, you're getting one chametz and matzah, so am I. So between the two of us, what are we in fact getting? Two chametz and two matzah. So I might as well take the two chametz and you might as well take the two matzah. Which really means, what are we doing? We're trading one of our chametz for one of your matzah. That, says Rashi, is not supposed to be done. That's what it means. Ein cholkim korban keneged korban. There's no swapping, there's no exchanging. So if I give the kohen two, what must I point out to him? This is the chametz and this is the matzah. Don't make a mistake of thinking, well, it doesn't really matter what it is as long as I get the right amount. No. If you get the right amount, you might be trading and bartering korbanos. So I have to clearly point out, this is your chametz chelek, this is your matzah chelek, and there's no swapping. Ein cholkin korban keneged korban ela mikol echod chelkoi. From each one, he would get his chelek. Kedekaim alom b'kiddushin u'b'menachas, as we mention in kiddushin and menachas, it says, milakol b'nei aroin tiyeh. Quote unquote, that's a posuk. The korbanos have to go, lekol b'nei aharon tiyeh, they shall be for all of b'nei Aaron. Now, what does that mean? They should be for all of b'nei Aaron. Who are the b'nei Aaron? The kohanim. If the posuk is saying it's got to go lekol b'nei Aaron, well, that teaches us, therefore, what? That you can't exchange korbanos. Why? Because if I end up getting two of chametz and you end up getting two of matzah, so what has it turned out? That this particular korban, therefore, was not distributed l'kol b'nei Aaron, because one of the chametz didn't arrive at my doorstep, because you ended up taking two and I took two of something else. So therefore, says Rashi, l'fichoch moidim oisai, that's why you must inform them that no, we haven't given two of one and two of the other, it's one each for each kohen. Fine. Let's finish off the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah in conclusion, Mishmar Shezmanoi Kavua. What does it mean, Shezmanoi Kavua?
Regular.
Whose time was fixed. In other words, he wasn't just there because everybody was there. Rather, this was in fact his week. Hu Makriv Tamidim. The Korban Tamidim, which were brought any day, nothing to do with Yom Tov. Nedarim V'Nedavos. What's a Nedarim V'Nedavos? When a person will make a Neda, a vow or an adovo, donation to the Beis HaMikdash, and he brings his korban. Again, that's nothing to do with Yom Tov. V'shar korbanos tzibur, and all other public korbanos which have nothing to do with Yom Tov. And then says the Mishnah in conclusion, u'makriv es hakoel, which obviously is not clear at all. What's that pointing out? What do you mean u'makriv es hakoel? Says Rashi, mishmar shezmanoi kavua, Shahoya Meshamesh B'Shabbos Zu, They happened to be serving in this week Shaharegel Chal, that the Yom Tov fell out B'toicha in it. So it just happened to be their good luck. They were officiating in the very week that Yom Tov falls out. Makriv Tamidim. Why were they the ones who Makriv Tamidim? Why did we not split that? Shaharei Einom Bishvil Haregel. Because they're not because of Yom Tov. The Tomid, as its name suggests, is Tomid. Is a regular korban brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, come what may, whether it was Yom Tov or not. So too, V'nadarim V'nadavis, Shenodvu V'nodru. Those people who had vowed and taken an oath and donated, Kol Hashana. Umakrivim Oysam Achshav. And they happen to be sacrificing them now. Why would you do that? Could be because, listen, the person's chai to bring a korban, he says, I'm anyway going up to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov. So might as well bring an extra korban for this outstanding nedava that I've pledged to the Beis HaMikdash. It's nothing to do with Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, Ein shar ha-mishmores zoicha bohem. So the other mishmores would not be zoicha in them. Why? She'ein zoichin elo. Chayvois shemachmas aregel, because they only are zeicha in chayvois. What's chayvois? Obligations, as opposed to nadarim v'nadavos were not obligations; they were voluntary korbanos. Therefore, they're nothing to do with Yom Tov. V'hu makrivis akol. So we have our favorite Rashi, the Gemara mefarish. The Gemara will explain la'asuye mai. What is this coming to include? You've just now told me that they take all the non-Yom Tov related korbanos. What are you adding? You're saying and they makriv akol. Hakol what? This must obviously be adding something which is not previously mentioned. Okay, let me just get a. Zot the Gemara. A murei haregalim shel gavoya ninhu? Question mark. A murim normally represents, normally means what? The limbs that go on the zeh. Shel gavoya. What does that mean, shel gavoya? So gavoya literally means high up. Gavoya is, as it were, like a euphemism for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you say that a murei haragolim go to the kohenim? They don't go to the kohenim at all. They go to gavoya. They go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi, Eimurim de Gavoya Ninhu, they are Gavoya, Umai, Shavois, quote unquote, Ika. What does Shavois mean? Shavois mean that what? They all have an equal chelek. What do you mean? They don't have any chelek. It goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So clearly, Eimurim over here cannot have the normal translation. It cannot be translated in the normal way because the normal Eimurim. Go l'gavoya. So what do you mean they're shavis? They're all equal. They're not getting any chelik whatsoever.
Rashi's already told us from the Mishnah that it refers to the Yoros, right?
But how does that fit in the word Emurim? Yeah. Quite right. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Chista, what it means is, Ma she'omur baragolim. That which is stated, that which is allocated for a golem. It doesn't mean the limbs. So apparently this word has dual translation. If you translate it in the regular way, the limbs of the korbanos, it doesn't make any sense because that's not split at all. And mure over here means masha omur, that which is stated or allocated for a golem. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Bameh she'omur baragolim bechiluk korbanos, the dividing up of the korbanos ho'amurin baregel, which are allocated for regal, i.e. horu'uyin lehischalik, which are
fitting
to be distributed, k'goin chazei v'shoik, the stomach and the thigh, shall shame chagiga, shall kol yochid v'yochid, every individual, v'oirois, shall oilois re'ia, and the skins of the korban oilois, u'musafei tzibur, and the korban musafin, v'si'irei chatois, means all the Yom Tov korbanos, emure, that which is omur, that which was allocated for Yom Tov, that's what they split. Okay, now we're going to get stuck into the psukim, we'll try and work out where this is all coming from. Tana Rabbono, we've learned in a braisa, minayin, how do we know? Shekol hamishmorois shavois be'emure haragolim. So we now know, of course, what those words mean. Emuri haragolim means that which is allocated for Yom Tov. Yom Tov related to korbanos. You've told me in the Mishnah that it's split between all the kohenim. So we have a one word question: minayin. Where does this come from? Maybe, in other words, what's the counter argument? Maybe the Yom Tov related korbana should also be
for the kavua.
For the kavua, whoever happens to be officiating, it's their potluck. If they're in the Beis Hamikdash that week, so it's their mazel. So they get to makriv everything. No, they're only makriv non-Yom Tov related korbanos. But Yom Tov related korbanos is distributed evenly between everybody. Where's that learned from? Says the pasuk. It's a pasuk in Dvarim Yud Ches, which is Parshas Re'ei. Excuse me, Parshas Shoftim. And it says, "Ubo b'chol avas nafshoi." It says as follows. Now this is a little bit tricky, because it's the first pasuk after Ravi, and it doesn't seem to be discussing Kohenim at all. What does it say? V'chiyovoi Halevi me'achat sho'orecho mikol Yisrael, ashehu gorshom. When the Levi comes from one of your shorim, wherever he happens to live, ubo b'chol avas nafshoi, and he comes el ha'mokoyim asheyiv harashem, the chosen place. What is that? The Beis Hamikdash. And the next word it says, v'sheireis b'shem Hashem alaykov k'chol echov halavi mo'im nimshom lefnei Hashem, and he will serve in the Beis Hamikdash. Now, says the Gemara, ubo b'chol avas nafshei v'sheireis. What does that mean? What do I learn from that pasuk? Says Rashi, ubo b'chol avas nafshei v'sheireis k'chol echov she'ein ha'mishmar ma'akev olav. The mishmar, which mishmar?
Sorry.
The one who's officiating there anyway. He can't be ma'akev. What does it mean he can't be ma'akev?
He's not...
He can't prevent everybody else serving. In other words, how do you read this pasuk? V'chiyovei alevi, when the levi comes, then v'sheireis k'chol echov, he will serve like all his brethren. Meaning, whether it is his turn or not his turn, everybody is v'sheireis, and the officiating mishmar cannot be ma'akiv, cannot prevent them. Now, that's talking about v'sheireis. What does v'sheireis mean?
Serve.
So how do you know that there's also an equal distribution when it comes to the consuming of the korbanos? Maybe only the sacrificing. The sheiris means what?
Shechting.
You're shechting, you're serving, you're working in the Beis Hamikdash. So I understand from the pasuk that all the visiting koyanim will all have a fair share in the sacrificing of the korbanos, i.e. the avodah. But where does the same thing about the achila? Says Rashi, v'kiven de zoicha ba'avodosoi. Once they are zoicha in the avodah, automatically zoicha ba'achila. So, why? So this is a pasuk which we just read in last week's parasha, in Perek Zayin, pasuk here. Pasuk Tes. V'chol mincha asher te'ofer batanur v'chol nas marchesh v'almachas la'koyen ha'makriv oiso, to whichever koyen who sacrificed it, loy, with a vav, tia shall go to him. The mincha. It's what I learned from this pasuk, a very, very, very big principle. Whoever sacrifices the korban automatically assumes the right also to eat it. If I don't really need a separate pasuk in our particular subject to teach me that the kohenim will eat the korbanos, I only need one pasuk to teach me v'sheiris. They will serve equally, a fair distribution. Once I'm taught that there will be makriv the korbanos, then obviously the obvious follow-on is they will automatically eat them as well. Now, Rashi just says in conclusion, Ubachof Dalad Makoimois, and in 24 places, Nikru Koyanim Levim, quote unquote. In other words, don't be disturbed by the fact that the Pasuk says over here, V'chiyovo Halevim Yachad She'orecho, which seems to suggest that it's not talking about the Koyanim at all, it's talking about the Levim. Says Rashi, don't be overly concerned about that. Why not?
They're equating
these. Because in many, many places in the Torah, Kohanim are called Levim for the simple reason that they are Levim. They're from Shevet Levi. Fine.
You said there are 24 places where you can find that?
Yep. If you look through the Torah, you will find 24 references to Kohanim using the word Levi. And this is one of them. Now, if it says in the Pasuk, again, what does the Pasuk say? It says, the Levi, which now means the Kohen, will come, Me'achat Shorecho, and he will come to the base of Migdash for Sheiris, and he will serve whether the officiating group like it or not. Now, where in that Pasuk is it indicating that we're talking about Yom Tov? Maybe it means at any time of the year, any group can just turn up at the base of Migdash and tell the officiating group, well, here I am. Where does the Pasuk hint to us we're talking about Yom Tov? That's the Gemara Shaila. Says the Gemara, Yochol, I would have thought, Af Bashar Yemois Hashana Kain, that maybe this is the case also all year round, that there's one officiating group, but then anybody else can just turn up. No. Talmud Loima, quote unquote, Me'achad She'orecho. What's the lashon of the pasuk? The chiyovo yalevi me'achad she'orecho mikol Yisrael. You know what we darshan from those words? Lo yomarti. I only said this rule elo b'sha'o she'kol Yisrael nichnosin b'sha'ar echot. This refers to that time of year where all of Klal Yisrael are entering one sha'ar. What does that mean? Obviously, when it comes to the Beis Hamikdash, the Olah Regel. That's what's being hinted to in the Pasuk. It says Rashi, Talmud Lema Me'achat She'orecho, Reishei Dekro, it says in the beginning of the Pasuk, as we just saw, V'chiyovei Alevi Me'achat She'orecho, V'dorish Le'hochi. And we darsh in the Pasuk in the following manner, K'moi Be'echod She'orecho, not Me'echod, from, but Be'in, i.e., Kishekol Yisrael nichnosin b'shar echod. When all of Klal Yisrael are entering one gate, i.e. Kloimar be'irachas. Now, when is all of Klal Yisrael in one city? Only three times a year. They're all in Yerushalayim. Therefore, we see the pasuk, even though it doesn't state it clearly, but it's clearly being hinted to, however, that we're talking about that time of year when all of Klal Yisrael are assembled in one city, namely Yom Tov time. Fine. So we have so far seen, at least with regards to korbanos, that the korbanos are split fairly. With regard to eating, Rashi points out I don't need a separate pasuk from that. Because once I know that you sacrifice them, you automatically get to know that you eat them as well. But what we have not discussed yet is, of course, lechem aponim. Because the lechem aponim is not a korban as such. It's not a korban. So the Torah has only described for you the sheiros they will serve, meaning they'll do avodas ha-korbanos. What about lechem aponim? Our Mishnah says that lechem aponim, they also get a fair chilek. Says the Gemara, b'chiluk lechem aponim, tana rabbanon, minayin shekol hamishmorois shavois b'chiluk lechem aponim. Yes, you've brought me a pasuk to tell me that they all get a fair share in the hakrava of the korbanos, but how do I know also in the chiluk lechem aponim, zok Rashi, beregel bechiluk lechem aponim. When it comes to Yom Tov, they all get an equal division of the lechem aponim. Where do you learn that from? Says Rashi, says the pasuk. This is another pasuk. This, the Torah continues and says as follows, v'sheireis b'shem Hashem aleikov. They will serve for God k'chol echav like all their brothers. And then it says, chelek k'chelek yechelu. A portion like a portion they will consume. Bit vague. Levad mimkorov Al Ha'avos, which the Gemara is about to darshan in a second. So let's go study. Says the Gemara, Talmud Lema, Chelek ke Chelek Yoichelu. They will take a Chelek like a Chelek. What does it mean, a Chelek like a Chelek? Says the Gemara. Ke Chelek Avoido, Kach Chelek Achila. There's a Hekesh. They get a portion like a portion. Just like they got a portion when it came to the sacrificing of the korbanos, so too they also have a chelek in the eating. Now, which eating? Eating of what?
You would think we're talking about the korban.
Says the Gemara, umay achila. So, what do you think achila refers to? Ilem a korbanos can be because mehosam nafka. That was the pasuk that Rashi quoted before. That I learned that already from lakoyan amakriv oisa. Loisia, whoever sacrifices, he gets to eat it. So clearly the Torah over here is not teaching me that just as they get to sacrifice, they also get to eat. I know that from elsewhere. So what are we being told? They also get to eat what? Elo, it must be lechem aponim. That's the only thing left. What else could it be? What else do you eat in the Beis Hamikdash? Says Rashi, top Rashi. Talmud lema chelek chelek basrei. What does basrei mean?
Following
dahu kra delel, the pasuk which we have mentioned before, delel ksiv deukma beregel. We've already established that pasuk is talking about yom tov. And what does it say? Just as you get a chelek in the korban, you also get a chelek in yachila shove bekulam. It is equal amongst them all. Kechiluk avoida. Just like you also distribute fairly the avoida, the Israbi Le'el, which we already derived in the previous Gemara from which Pasuk, Uba, Bechol Avas Nafshei Vesheiris. So I've already got a Pasuk which clearly tells me that when it comes to Vesheiris, what is Vesheiris? Serving, meaning the avoida. So too, they also get a chelek in the Achila. Says Rashi, my Achila Itzterich La'ashmi'ino. Which Achila do we possibly need to be taught? Ilema achilad korbanois de seirei chataois v'chazev v'shoik. If that's what you think the Gemara is teaching me, the pasuk mehasam nafka lakoyna makrevaisa mi sheoivda oichlo. Whoever serves eats v'kiven de israbi laavoida. Therefore, seeing as I already have a ribui, I've already been taught that what. For the Kohenim serve in the Beis Hamikdash when it comes to the Avodah, well then Pshita, it's obvious, Demechal Nami Ochli. Well obviously they also therefore eat. So what does this pasuk teach me? Either Karbonus, I know that. Elo Lechem Aponim. It's Terech L'Rabuye. That's what I need to be taught. She'em Boi Shum Avodas Lechem. There's no Avodah of the Lechem. When you come to eat the Lechem Aponim, what avodah does exist when it comes to lechem aponim?
Placing
it on the shulchan. But when you eat it, that's the following week. So therefore, whoever eats the lechem is not involved at all in the avodah of this particular lechem aponim. That's what Rashi says. Shekvar nas is avodosai mi Shabbos she'avra. Right. This avodah was already done in the previous week, and therefore. Obviously, that's what the Torah is referring to. It's not referring to the achila of the korbanos because that the avoida is done now. Whoever does the avoida automatically gets also to eat it. So what are we talking about? We're talking about something where the avoida is not done now. What is that? The lechem aponim, which was actually consumed, which was actually sacrificed, as it were, put on the shulchan last week. Says the Gemara Yochoil, af. Bechoivois habois shaloi machmas horegel beregel. What does this pasuk teach me? What does it say in this pasuk in Vesheiris? It says all the levim, which I've explained, means the kohenim will come to the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, that's at Yom Tov time, and they will serve. Where do you see in that pasuk that they get to serve equally? Only in korbanos habois machmas haregel. Maybe they get everything, and whoever's officiating there just gets pushed aside. Says the Gemara, no. Talmud Lema Levad Mimkarov Al Ha'avos. That's how the pasuk finishes. Ma Mochru Ha'avos Zeh Lezeh Ani B'Shabosi Va'ata B'Shabtecha. Remember we said last time that the 24 Mishmores, everybody has their Shabbos. They all have their weeks as a whole order, which means that initially when the groups of Kohanim were set up, there was, as it were, a Mechira. What does it mean, a Mechira? As were a whole transaction, right? I'm going to do Shabbos number one, you're going to do Shabbos number two, they'll do Shabbos number three, etc., etc., etc. Therefore, if the Torah says over here, they will serve in the Beis HaMikdash for Sheireis, but Levad, besides for what? The sale of their forefathers. What does it mean, the sale of their forefathers?
The previous.
Meaning besides what their forefathers prearranged, that every group has that week, besides for that, the Sheireis. So in other words, what is the Torah clearly telling me? That whatever's fixed,
it's fixed.
And un-Yom Tov related, that goes to the Mishmar HaKavua. Says Rashi, the last white line, Yochel af choy v'yisaboy shaloi machmas regel yu zeichin ba'avoydoson. Maybe they will also be zeichin that avoydah v'yachloike, will divide that fairly as well. Talmud loyma levad mimkorav chutz mima shemochru avoys zeh lezeh. Besides what the avoys sold to each other. What does that mean? Uma mochro ovazelze kloima. What does that mean? They sold. Doesn't mean they sold it for money. What does it mean? Shehisnu beinei. What does hisnu mean? Like with the word tonight? They stipulated between each other. They arranged sheyu meshamshin that they should serve kol echad b'shabosoi kavua. Each one in his fixed week. So it doesn't mean mechira as in they literally took money from their pockets and bought anything. It means that which they arranged and organized. Ani. I will be on my Shabbos, va'ato b'Shabbatcha, and you for your Shabbos. Says Rashi, v'nedarim v'nedavais v'karbonais tzibur. All the voluntary karbonais and the karbonais tzibur de'isnu, which existed b'shari yemois hashana. They existed all year round and had nothing to do with Yom Tov. Hari Hein, they all go to who? La Mishmar HaMeshamish. They always went to whoever happened to be officiating. Lesnu Bechlal HaRegel. Therefore, they are not included in the Yom Tov Karbonis. Shaloi Yu Shovin Bahem. There is no shavuos. There is no equal distribution in those karbonis that were brought all year round. Ela lemishmar shebaoisoi shavua iyu. Rather, it goes to whichever mishmar happened to be there. Kebashari mois hashana, just like all year round. Hilkoch al korchoch. Therefore, we have no other choice but to say loy israbu. We are not going to make bimarbe. Michelek Kechelek Yechelu Elo Mimashmuse Dekro Dovor Sheinboy Elo Achila. We're only going to include something which has only Achila, no Hakrova at the moment. And what is that? V'hainu Lechem Aponim. The Achila is Bey. It has Achila in it. Aval Avoido Les Bey has no Avoido. Why does it have no Avoido? Because nothing to do now. Whatever avodah was necessary was done last week. Okay, so the Gemara has brought a number of psukim, but really it's pretty straightforward. The general rule is, it's a very, very important rule to know, whenever a kohen is makar of a korban, he automatically eats it as well. That's not the chiddush of our Gemara, that's a long-standing pasuk. What is the chiddush of our Gemara is that when they come to Yom Tov time, to the Beis HaMikdash, for Sheireis, everybody gets to serve equally, and automatically, therefore, gets to eat equally. But what? Levad mimimkrov avos. Only that which is Yom Tov related. That which is un-Yom Tov related, that remains for the Mishmar HaKavua. Okay, very good. Let's move on to the next Gemara. Be'atzeres Oimer Loi Helich. Now, we're going to have a very long Gemara. And initially, when you learn this Gemara, it's not obvious what is on earth this has got to do with our sugya. talking about Shechionu and Zman and Todir, but we'll soon get back to Atzeres. So the Gemara says as follows: Itmar, Rav Omar Sukkah va'achakach Zman. If you remember, early on in this Masechta, we had a very big discussion about the Brach of Shechionu. But we never actually discussed when exactly do you say it, what's the order. So Rav is of the opinion you first say Sukkah and then you say Zman. What does that mean, Zman? Shechion. Now, you have to remember, early on in the Gemara, we learned that according to the opinion of the Gemara, you actually say Shechionu when you construct the Sukkah. Which means this Gemara doesn't obviously make sense. What do you mean Sukkah b'achach? You're not even saying them at the same time. You're saying Shechionu could be 3 weeks before Sukkot. And when do you say Sukkah? By the way, what does that mean, Sukkah? The bracha of Leisheba Sukkah, obviously that's on Yom Tov. So what is the Gemara talking about at all? Says Rashi, Sukkah b'achach zman. Mi sheloi birech Shechionu ba'asiyasa. We're talking about somebody who, for whatever reason, did not say Shechionu when he made the sukkah. For example, Shehoisa Asuya Va'imedes. For example, the sukkah was standing anyway. He didn't have to construct it. V'tanya b'perek lulavarova, we learned in the last perek, 10 daf ago, k'shenichnas leishev. When he enters the sukkah to dwell in it, mevorech shtayim. What are the two brachas? Number one, sukkah. Number two, v'zman. What's the order? That's the question. V'omarav, sukkah, lema, beresha. The sukkah is what you say initially. V'hodar zman, and only then do you say zman. So first you say the bracha of leishiv sukkah, and then you say shechionu. However, Rabbo Bar Bachana Omar, the other way around, Zman Bachkach Sukkah. First you say Shechionu and then you say Sukkah. Now what do?
Like Rav.
We do like Rav. How do you know? Because if you look next to Rav, the word Sukkah, they see there's little Aleph there? Yeah. Well, if there's little Aleph, there's a reference in the left hand corner, Ayin Mishpat Ner Mitz, and that will take you to the Tor Shulchan Aruch. So as soon as I see there's an Aleph there, I know that's the Halacha. Because the Ayin Mishpat and Ner Mitzvah is referencing this to Shulchan Aruch, which means that this particular line finds itself in the Shulchan Aruch, which means it's Halacha L'maisa, and of course that we know that's exactly what we do. Now, why is that the order? What's the machlekes? Says the Gemara, Rav Omar Sukkah V'achakach Zman. Rav says, what do you do first? Leishe Basukkah, why? The Zman. Because chiyuva de yoyma odif. What does that mean, chiyuva de yoyma odif? The chiyuva which as a result of the day are more important. So therefore, first refer to the day, i.e. leishiv basukkah, and then we'll talk about shechion. Rabba bachanoma zman vachkach sukkah, why? Todir v'sheinoi todir, todir koidim. So, why is that Todir? Shechionu?
Say it many times.
Say it many times. The Leishiv Sukkah just once a year, or at least 1 week a year. Says Rashi, Zman Todir Shenoyeg B'chol HaRegolim. Say it all the Yomim Tovim. Now, about 35 years ago, we know every 28 years we have the special occasion of the Birkas HaChama. Birkas HaChama. When is it? Not always. It's the beginning of Nisan. Last time it
fell out.
It's always a Wednesday. But it fell out last time in Erev Pesach, but it's always in the beginning of Nisan. So the following happened. The stipler, Chaim Kanievsky's father, came out of his house on the morning of Birkas HaChama. And And he all of a sudden realized at one moment he hasn't yet said Birkas Ha'ilanos, which you also say in Nissan. So we had a fascinating Shaila. We know that the principle is Tadir V'Sheina Tadir, Tadir Kaidu. Now, Birkas Ha'ilanos, you say once a year.
But every year.
But every year. Birkas Ha'chamas once every 28 years. Therefore, we would say that what's more Tadir? Birkas Ha'ilanos. On the other hand, what is the bracha that we make on the sun? Oysama Sabarashis. So that bracha is said more often. Because I don't know, whenever there's thunder, lightning, you say Oysama Sabarashis. Whenever there's lightning. So he had a suffix, what to do? Is Toddy dependent on how often there is an obligation? Or is Tadir dependent on how often you say this particular text of the bracha? If you look at the obligation, well, obviously, Birkas Ha'ilanos, the obligation to say Birkas Ha'ilanos is more frequent than Birkas Ha'chama. But if you don't look at the obligation, you look at the text of the bracha, which is Oysama Sabarashis, then Birkas Ha'chama would be more frequent. So which one wins the day? That was his shayla. So he turned to his son, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Sheyarech Yomim V'Shanim, and he said, what do I do first? Obviously, whichever is Tadir comes first, but that's my Sofik, which is called Tadir. So on the spot, Reb Chaim Kanievsky showed him a raya from this Gemara. Why do we have a raya from this Gemara? What are we talking about over here? The bracha of Leishay Basukah. As opposed to the bracha of Shechiyonu. And what does one opinion say? That you say Shechiyonu first, why? Because it's more Tadir. Now, one second.
But you may say Leif Shei Basukah many times during the Sukkahs.
One second. Even if you say, let's say you say Leif Shei Basukah, whatever, 10 times in Sukkahs. Okay. How many Shechiyonus are you going to say? For argument's sake, let's say more, 20 times. Okay. But each Shechiyonu is a different Shechiyonu. It's a different obligation. I say Shechiyonu sometimes on Yom Tov, and sometimes on a new fruit, and sometimes on a new suit, and sometimes because I bought a brand new car. So why are we considering Shechiyonu more frequent? Said Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what do I see from this Gemara? That I don't look at what obligates you to say the bracha, rather I look at the actual text. The words Shechiyonu v'kimon v'gyonaz malazeh are recited more often than Leishay Basukah. So he said to his father, therefore I see you don't look at the chiyuv, you look at the nusach. In which case, what should he do first? Birkas Ha'ilanos or Birkas Ha'chama? Birkas Ha'chama. Because what is the bracha of Birkas Ha'chama? Oysama Sabarashis. That nusach you say more often. Yeah, yes, you say more often, but for all different reasons. But I see from this Gemara, I don't look at the reason behind the bracha, rather I look at the text of the bracha. Adkan the Maisa. Lots and lots of shiurim have been written and given on that story. So if you remember, about 7 or 8 years ago, we used to give the Friday morning shiur. So when it came to Birkas Ha'chama, so we also gave a shiur on this. Discussing whether you could bring proofs forward or back. So I seem to remember, I didn't check my notes now, but I seem to remember that one could possibly query the Psak of Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Why? Because before you saw Rashi, when the Gemara says that Shechiyonu is considered Todir, now without Rashi, if I would have asked you, why is Shechiyonu Todir, what would you say?
Say it many times.
You say it many times. What would you say, for example, when do you say it?
Like you say, in a new coat, new fruit.
Fruit, coat, car. Okay. And what did Rashi say? Rashi says three words. Zman is Todir, why?
Three
First one on the line is Todir, says Rashi, three words. Shenoyheg.
B'chol
haragolim. Why did Rashi single out Yomim Tovim? Why didn't Rashi say Shenoyheg, whatever, kol hazman, kol yoyim, you could say Shechiyonu. So I suggested then, I think, I have to check my notes, I think I found other suggestors. That Rashi actually is telling you that no, you don't look at the text. You look at the obligation. There is one joint obligation, as it were, to say Shechiyonu on Yom Tov. Happens to be the three Yom Tovim. In other words, if I ask you, why do you say Shechiyonu on Sukkot? And why do you say it on Pesach? And why do you say it on Shavuos? That's not called three different reasons. That's one reason. What is it? Because it's a regal. But if you say Shechiyonu because of a new fruit, that's nothing to do with it. Happens to be the same nusach, but that's a different chiyuv. So it could be that Rashi is actually going out of his way to tell you the exact opposite of what Reb Chaim Kanievsky is trying to prove. Reb Chaim was trying to prove that I don't look at the obligation, I look at the nusach habracha. But maybe from Rashi it could be that no, I do look at the obligation. That's why Rashi said, what does it mean Shechiyonu is tadir? Not because I happen to say it many times a year, every time I buy a new suit. Rather, because Yom Tov comes more often than Sukkos. So, Leishev Basukkah, you just say once. There's once a chiv to say Leishev. But Shechiyonu is every single Yom Tov. And that's considered one joint Mechayev. So, Yesh Lodun. There's Raya's Lekan, there's Raya's Lekan.
Leishev would be considered just simply as one obligation. You do it once, and then that's it.
There is what to discuss. There's many, many, many rayas, lakan, lakan. How do you define todir? But I'll give you an example of the other way around. And maybe this is also a very shtark aray. And this is negeya to this week, the Shabbos. This Shabbos is Be'ez Hashem, Parshas Parah. Not as somebody called me in the middle of the Jacobson wedding, in the middle of the dinner, and he called me and he said, what should I do? In our shul, we leaned Parah last week. Mafti, after they, whatever. So the first thing is, sack the gabbai. That wasn't his question. It's like my brother sent me an email recently. He says to me, Avishaila, a friend of mine has just asked me the following. His wife cut an onion on a meaty board with a feishik knife, with a milchik bowl. So he wants to know, what should he do with the onion, the bowl, the food, his wife? In that order. I'll call upon him. Oh, so this week is Parshas Parah. What are we going to lay in first?
Parshas Shavua.
Parshas Shavua. Why? Todi. Why is it Todi? Shmini comes once a year. So what's the answer? Because I'm not looking at the text, I'm looking at the obligation. The obligation to read Parshas Shavua is every week. Parah is only once. So well, here I see a raya. The other way around. That you don't look at the text of what I'm actually practically saying, you look at the chiv. The chiv to lay in Parashas HaShavua comes every week. What the actual text is, happens to be it changes every week. Fine, that may be the case. I'll cop on it. There are many, many rayas, lekan or lekan. Okay, so we have a machlokes over here between Rav and Rabba Chano. What do you say first? You say Sukkah first, i.e. Leisha B'Sukkah, or do you say Zman first? So, the first opinion, Rav says you say Sukkah first. Why? Chiyuv the Yom. First mention the Yom. Rabba Chano says no. Mention Zman first. Why? Because it is Tavi. Says the Gemara. Lema. So I'm sure as soon as you saw the word Lema, you immediately knew that what?
It's going to change.
It's going to be rejected. Lema, let us possibly suggest that Rabbo, the Rabbo Barachano, beplukta de beishamai ubeis hillel komiflegi. This machlekas amaroim between Rav and Rabachano, in fact, turns out, says the Gemara, possibly to be machlekas between Tanoim, i.e., beis hillel beishamai. Why? What's the shaykh? There are a number of matters which are points of contention between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel with regard to Su'udah. Of course, there are hundreds of machloikas in Beisham and Beisila, but particularly with regard to a suda. What is it? Beisham ayoimre mevorech al hayoim v'achakach mevorech al hayayin. Again, negea very soon, mitz Hashem. It's actually negea on Friday night, tomorrow night. We say two brachas in Kiddush. One bracha on the yoim, mekadesh haShabbos, and one bracha on the wine, borei pri hagafen. Which one comes first? So, Beis Shammai says, first yoim. You first say mekadesh haShabbos, and then yoim. Beis Hillel say the exact opposite. Oim mevorech al hayayin, v'achach mevorech al hayoim. Now look next to the word mevorech, you see a little base. So obviously that tells you that that's the halacha, which is not a surprise, because we always pass like Beis Hillel. So we know, and that's in fact what we do, we first make a bracha on the yayin and then on the yoim. By the way, whenever you have a bracha al hakois, at a bris, you say the brachas, but it's al hakois. Under the chuppah, you say bracha al hakois, we always say hagofen first. Baruch atah Hashem, baruch pri hagofen, and then you say the bracha of the actual bris. Same as in Sheva Brachas as well, you say Borei Pri HaGofen, then you say the Sheva Brachas, Pidyon HaBen, etc., etc., etc.
So benching.
Benching is the other way around. Now, what is the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai Yoimrim, Vorech Ala Yoim. Do you know why I said that you should make a bracha first on the day, meaning Mekadesh HaShabbos or Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, and then you should make a bracha on the yayin? Shehayoyim goyrim leyayin sheyovoy. Because the day is what caused the wine to brought. Why are you making a bracha on yayin? The only reason we're making a bracha on yayin is because Shabbos, you don't normally on a regular Wednesday night supper make a brocha on yayim. So why are you doing so now? Because of the yoim. So the yoim really triggers the chiyuv of the yayim. So if it makes sense, therefore what? Make a brocha on the yoim first. For kvar kidesh hayoim, that is another reason that what actually happened first?
Mekadesh the day already.
The day came in as soon as Shkia arrived, or Tzeis HaKichavim, long before you ever brought the wine. Therefore, number one, I've got two separate reasons. This is the way Rashi explains. Number one, it's the day that obligated the wine. Number two, the day came first. So it makes good sense. You should say the bracha on the yayin first. Va'adayin yayin lo yibo. When the day arrived, the wine had not yet arrived. You first make a bracha berei pri hagafen and only then on the yoim. Why? Shehayayin goyrem lekidusha. What does it mean the yayin is goyrem lekidusha shete omer? Because if we don't have wine,
you don't make
kiddush. Kiddush has to be said on wine. So even though Beis Shammai, you are right that the day is bringing about the wine, but it's only because of the wine that you're making kiddush. One pshat. Dova acher, and a further reason is birkas hayayim todira. Or birkas hayoim eina todira. Todir v'sheina todir, todir koidem. What do you say more often? Borei pri hagafen or mekadesh haShabbos? Well, obviously, mekadesh haShabbos is just once a week. And borei pri hagafen is whenever you have wine, you can have 100 times a week. So what do I see? Lema, Rav to Omar Kabeis Shammai, the Rabba Chana to Omar Kabeis Hillel. So the exact same machlokes that we mentioned before, which one do you look at? Do you look at Todir or do you look at the Yoim, i.e. Shechiyonu or Sukkah, seems to be the identical machlokes to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Do you go with Todir or do you go with the Yoim?
Someone who doesn't drink wine, can you still say it's Todir? He does it on Friday night because...
It doesn't matter. But potentially...
Because he can, the potential.
Okay, we'll hold it over here. Baruch Hashem, we made good progress today. So I think Be'ez Hashem is Baruch. In the last week of Zman, next, all being well, this Sunday, we will finish the Gemara, Mitz Hashem, and then make a start to the Mishnah. and then I think we'll be able to make it. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, end of Zman, end of the Masechta. Then we'll do what? Say the night, see him at the Cohen's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not chance to be an extra 40, 50 of wine. People.
Where are you? You're home for Yom Tov? Who do you have? Anyone coming over?
Shai and Ilana are coming.
Hello. Oh, nice.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem.
Wow, with their
kids. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's special.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to see Shai.